Esperanza Orozco. I'm not somewhere else because I'm actually, like, I don't have enough money, you know, or a job. I mean, my husband and I survive by canning and dumpstering. We dumpster some of our food. We eat out of dumpsters.
Due to unemployment and the economy and looking for work has brought about a different living arrangement, and that's why I'm here at Camp Tech Notice. I am Mark Douglas. I was born in Detroit.
My name's Mary.
And my name's Al.
I'm an alcoholic and lost a number of jobs, so that kind of just started a bad chain reaction, and hopefully one of these days I'll get out of that.
Same with me, alcoholic. That's why we like it here, because it's a clean and sober environment.
Most of the time. I've spent the summers in tents with Al the last couple summers, and then during the winter I've been staying at the Delanus shelter. Hopefully this is the last winter that's going to happen, and I'll probably get there in a couple weeks. I'm not even really thinking about spending the winter in a tent.
It drops down in the 20s. It's doable in the 30s. But once it gets past below freezing, even if you have a lot of blankets and body heat, it's dangerously cold. So that's when I'll get up and move on to a shelter or something else.
Actually, we're thinking of staying here throughout the winter. We're thinking of, how we're going to do that, because I am not good with coldness. I don't want to be separated from my husband. And a lot of the shelters separate men and women.
I don't know if I'll be here for the winter or not, since I've recently enrolled in school. I have options where I could go to stay with friends or with the church, and I also have a student loan, so health purposes might not allow me to stay here for the winter.
I'm not shy or ashamed of the situation, really. We keep ourselves together. Like I say, we shower every day, and we go and we'll go collect returnables and, you know, have money to do laundry and things like that. We have our bridge carts so that we can eat. There's people living under bridges, like I say, and stuff like that, and it's just so dangerous. You don't know who's gonna come and run up on you. I was approached by a gang one time with baseball bats and that kind of thing, and I had to fight for my life. So here, it's just a really good feeling of safety. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If somebody came down here, we could scream and people would come running.